Describe a person you met at a party who you enjoyed talking with. 1. In what situations would people be willing to get to know new people? I think people want to know new people in situations where they're going to be spending a lot of time with them. For example, if you get a new job, you'll probably want to get to know your coworkers since you'll be around them all the time. It's the same if you're starting a program where you'll be in class with a lot of the same people. It's always good to have friends in those kind of situations. 2. Where would people get to know new people? People usually get to know new people at their jobs or schools. When you start a new job, there's usually a whole team of people that you have to introduce yourself to. Getting to know your coworkers is really important. After all, you're going to spend a lot of time with them. You also meet lots of new people at school, whether they're in your classes or just people you meet while on campus. Actually, you are always surrounded by like-minded peers as you. University can be very difficult, so it is good to meet new people along the way. 3. How do people start a conversation? People can start a conversation in a variety of ways. The easiest way to start a conversation is with a greeting, such as, "Hello, nice to meet you," or "How are you?" Then, you can continue the conversation by asking a specific question. Some people might start a conversation by talking about something that they know the other person is interested in, in order to ensure that the conversation will continue in a positive manner. 4. Is it difficult for Chinese people to communicate with people from other countries? I suppose that it depends on the person. Some Chinese may be multilingual, meaning that they can speak multiple languages with confidence. For example, most Chinese people can speak English well because they learned it in school, so they are confident that they can carry a conversation with someone. But others may be more nervous and unwilling to communicate with strangers. Actually, I think that everyone can be a bit nervous when they are communicating with people who don't speak the same language. But if you don't try, then you will never learn. Question 5. Why are some people unwilling to have conversations with others? Some people might be really anxious. You know, people with social anxiety find it intimidating to talk to others, especially if they don't know them too well. Other people are just introverted. They might not be anxious talking to people, but it's something that takes a lot of energy and leaves them feeling drained. Others simply might not be interested in having conversations with people if they don't want to. 6. Is it difficult for adults to talk with children? I think that some adults find it difficult to talk with children, whereas others find it very easy. Some adults are very good at entertaining kids and don't have any trouble striking up a conversation with them. But some others get impatient with children because they aren't at the same level. You know, talking to a child can be very boring since the child has a pretty limited vocabulary and doesn't understand more complex concepts. So some adults find it hard to talk with kids.